is a commercial-free, streaming-on-demand presentation from 92.9 WBPM.
50 years ago, the Beatles had grown weary of the spotlight, tired of intense adulation, and exhausted from touring. They were about to throw in the towel. Instead, they returned to the studio with a concept that would change music forever. Immersed in a creative cauldron of musical experimentation, they merged their collective conscious to create a decisive moment in the history of Western civilization. On June 1st, 1967, for the first time, we met Lucy in the Sky. The celebrated Mr. K. And Rita the Meter Reader. All under the capable tutelage of Sergeant Pepper. For the next 2 hours, Jeff Davis walks us through the making of the groundbreaking, iconic, legendary Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band on Westwood One.
Hello, everyone, and happy Pepper Day. I'm Jeff Davis. Now, today we celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Beatles' landmark album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. It spent 15 weeks at number one on Billboard's album chart, ushered in 1967's Summer of Love, and forever changed the landscape of popular music. We'll hear the stories behind the album, directly from the Beatles themselves, producer George Martin, and members of the band's inner circle. We'll also hear from producer Giles Martin, and listen to his brand new stereo mixes of Sgt. Pepper from the 50th anniversary reissue. Here's Paul McCartney on where the Sgt. Pepper concept initially came from.
I was coming back from America, just on a trip, just for fun kind of thing. And I was with a friend of mine, our road manager called Mal Evans, who's a big bear of a guy, you know, and a great guy to sort of travel with, just fun fellow. And I just started getting this idea that it'd be great for the band to kind of take on like alter egos so that we wouldn't have to record as the Beatles always. It was getting a little bit restrictive, like, you know, oh, here's a Paul vocal, here's a John vocal, here's Ringo's track, here's George's track. So I was trying to break out of that mold, you know, so I come up with this idea of we'll call ourselves Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
It was 20 years ago today, Sgt. Pepper taught the band to play. They've been going in and out of style, but they're guaranteed to raise a smile. So me, I introduce to you the active number all these years, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Does it worry you to be alone?
How do I feel?
feel by the end of the day?
Are you sad because you're on your own?
No, I get by with a little help from my friends. Get high with a little help from my friends. I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends.
What do you see when you turn on the light?
I can't tell you, but I know it's mine. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. Get high with a little help from my friends. Oh, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends.
Do you need anybody?
I just need someone to love.
From the 50th anniversary reissue, that's Billy Shears, also known as Ringo Starr, fronting Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. We sat down with Giles Martin, son of Beatles producer George Martin. He had the opportunity to create a brand new stereo mix of the band's landmark album, and Giles told us that, more than anything, his mix will show fans just how much Sgt. Pepper is more about performance than studio tracks.
I think the beauty of this is it's so human. My preconception of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band was as a studio album that was kind of made by people twisting knobs and pressing tape machines. But it's not. It's about the band playing. I mean, they just come off touring. And it's about performance. And you can't do anything about performance apart from just appreciate it. And I think that's what people will shock people is how much this album is about performance.
On August 29th, 1966, the Beatles played their final commercial show in front of screaming Bay Area fans at Candlestick Park. After the chaos surrounding that tour, including a dust-up in the Philippines and the bigger-than-Jesus controversy here in America, John, Paul, George, and Ringo decided to end their days as a touring band. Instead, they would focus all of their creative energy on the next studio album. Ideas first started flowing on November 24, 1966, when John Lennon played producer George Martin a new song intended for that album.
When John first played it to me, he just, as they used to, whenever I heard a new song, it was invariably whoever written it would just sing it to me with their acoustic guitar, and I would get to know the song, the basic raw material. And Strawberry Fields, when he sang it to me, I thought was a beautiful, gentle song. It was lovely.
John Lennon.
It's a Salvation Army home that was near the house I lived in with my auntie in the suburbs. There was two famous houses there. One was owned by Gladstone, which was a reformatory for boys, all of which I could see out of my window.
Yeah.
And Strawberry Fields was just round the corner from that, which was an old Victorian house converted for Salvation Army orphans. And as a kid, I used to go to their garden parties where they would have, you know, a garden party, and me and my friends, Ivan and Nigel and Pete, we'd all go up there and hang out and sell lemonade bottles for a penny, and we always had fun at Strawberry Fields, and apparently it used to be a farm that made strawberries or whatever, I don't know.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Standing all you see.
bad as you can't, you know. Tune in, but it's alright. That is, I think it's not too bad. Let me take you down, cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Always know, sometimes think it's me, but you know I know and it's a dream. I think I know, I mean, yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever.
I'm Jeff Davis. Coming up, we're going to hear the B-side to the Strawberry Fields Forever single, and producer George Martin will reveal why neither song ended up on Sgt. Pepper, when our look back at the 50th anniversary of the Beatles' landmark album continues next.
Have patience while we're fixing a hole.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in.
The 50th anniversary Sgt. Pepper special, we'll be right back.
When things come out of left field, having a game plan matters. Farmers Insurance has over 89 years of experience helping people plan ahead. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. Visit farmers.com.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
See something? Smell something? Do something. When your basement or crawl space smells, don't ignore it. Odors, mold, and harmful pollutants come from too much moisture and not enough air circulation, making your home unhealthy. Do something. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-964-9283 or go to dryhousenow.com. Experts recommend ventilation instead of dehumidifiers to reduce moisture and expel harmful gases and pollutants. Wave moisture control units continuously dry out your home, transforming it into a fresher, healthier environment year-round. Wave units cost only pennies a day to operate, and there are no buckets to empty. Call Wave today at 1-888-964-9283 or go to dryhousenow.com. That's dryhousenow.com or call 1-888-964-9283.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
With experts warning stocks are dangerously overvalued, thousands of Americans are protecting their savings with gold, an asset that will always have value. And Birch Gold Group can help you move your retirement into an IRA backed by gold. If your IRA or 401k is exposed to stocks, call Birch Gold now and get a free 16-page info kit on your options. Call 888-888-6994 for this free kit. 888-888-6994. That's 888-888-6994.
Prepare for the worst by planning with one of the best. Farmers Insurance has over 89 years of experience, so you can get ready for all kinds of mishaps. We've seen almost everything, so we know how to cover almost anything. Put our experience to work at Farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, bum, bum.
Roll the tape.
We are blasting the biggest hits of all time.
A noise like that could impair the kids' hearing.
This is 92.9 WBPN.
We're back with a little help from our friends. Celebrating the 50th anniversary of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
I'm Jeff Davis, welcoming you back into our 50th anniversary special for Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Before the break, producer George Martin said the album's production began when John Lennon played him an early version of Strawberry Fields Forever. Here's what he had to say about releasing that song, back with Penny Lane, as a single rather than including it on the Beatles' upcoming album.
Brian Epstein came to me and said, we badly need a single because the Beatles are slipping a little bit and I don't want that to happen. And in those days, we liked to give as best value for money as we could to the public, and wrongly, I should think now, we decided to keep our singles separate from our albums.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know, and all the people that come and go stop and say hello. A banker with a motor car, the little children laughing him behind his back, and the banker never wears a Mac in the pouring rain. Very strange. Penny Lane is in my ears and in my eyes. There beneath the blue suburban sky, Penny Lane, there is a fireman with an hourglass, and in his pocket is a portrait of the Queen. He likes to keep his fire engine clean. It's a clean machine. The shelter in the middle of the roundabout, a pretty nurse is selling poppies from a tray, and though she feels as if she's in a play, she is anyway. In Penny Lane, the barber shaves another customer. We see the banker sitting waiting for a train, and then the fireman rushes in from the pouring rain. Very strange. Penny Lane is in my ears and in my eyes. There beneath the blue suburban skies, I sit a meanwhile back. Penny Lane.
The Beatles' double-A-sided Penny Lane Strawberry Fields Forever single came out here in America on February 13, 1967. Released 4 days later in the UK, it gave fans a first glimpse at what would become Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And according to Beatles engineer Jeff Emerick, the album's concept really came together after the band had already spent several months in the studio.
Well, the concept was from Paul two-thirds of the way through. We got the little Sgt. Pepper band, you know. And then the concept is we're going to sit in the audience and present it as a stage show, and that's what it really is. They're different acts on stage. You know, you've got Mr. Kite, you've got the circus performers. It's so visual, you know. That's basically the story, and it's really, you know, let's fit the tracks together as best we can, and because it's magical the way they fit together.
Producer Giles Martin, who was responsible for remixing the album for its 50th anniversary reissue,
said that, like Emmerich, he too was surprised at how well the songs fed off one another.
The thing that struck me the most out of all of this is the fact that I suddenly realized that it's an album. You know, the tracks need each other in order to work in the best possible way. It's a bit like the Beatles. You know, they're pretty good on their own, but they're exceptional as a group.
After deciding to give up touring in August of 66, the Beatles finally had the opportunity to spend some real time in the studio for Sgt. Pepper. Producer Giles Martin told us, despite their recording prowess early in their career, the band and his father were really able to create something special because they took their time recording the groundbreaking album.
I think it'd be fair to say they knew what they were doing when they first came in. I mean, I think they didn't know about recording techniques as far as colors and sound. Things started to change when they realized that the studio could become more of a playground. My dad always said he learned with them. You know, he learned the processes with them because they would challenge them. They'd ask him to create something or do something, and they had all the tools. And in some cases, they had to invent techniques to get the sounds they wanted. The difference with Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band is they had time. Because they decided they'd stop touring, all they were going to do was recording. And they suddenly realized they had time to make the sounds they wanted to make.
And now, here they are, the
performance at the Hollywood Bowl, The Beatles and Long Tall Sally. Producer Giles Martin remixed the classic performance for Ron Howard's documentary, 8 Days a Week, The Touring Years. I'm Jeff Davis, today celebrating the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Released on May 26th, not only does the 50th anniversary reissue contain stunning 2017 remixes and outtakes, it also features the album's iconic cover design. Here's what Paul McCartney said about coming up with the concept behind the album cover.
Originally, the cover was going to be us dressed as this other band in kind of crazy gear, but it was all going to be stuff that we'd always wanted to wear, all stuff that like we always secretly really liked, and it may have been there. And we were going to have photos on the wall, which were all our heroes. And it could be anything. It could be Marlon Brando in his leather jacket, or it could be Einstein. It could be anybody we'd all ever thought, oh, he was good. And it was going to be this band and all their cult heroes. And we kind of put this other identity on them. That was how it turned out. You know, the cover got changed a lot, you know, in the process. But that was the basic idea behind it, yeah, kind of fantasy show, you know.
The band enlisted artist Peter Blake to bring McCartney's vision to life.
I think what I offered to it was the idea that if they played a concert in a park, the cover could be a photograph of them just after the concert with a crowd who'd been at the concert watching them. And that if we did it by making it life-size cutouts, it could be a magical crowd of whoever they wanted.
Could the crowd Peter Blake is referring to be the same one George Martin featured at the end of George Harrison's Within You, Without You?
It was George's idea, and I think he just wanted to relieve the tedium a little bit. George was slightly embarrassed and slightly defensive about his works. And I was always conscious that perhaps I didn't devote as much attention to George as I had done the other two. And I actually think that Within You, Without You would have benefited by it by being shorter, to be honest. But it was a very interesting song, and I find it more interesting now than I did then. I think it's really stands up extremely well.
seen beyond yourself, then you may find peace of mind is waiting there. And the time will come when you see we're all one, and life flows on within you and without you.
The stunning new 50th anniversary remix of George Harrison's Within You, Without You. When it came to Sgt. Pepper's album cover, the Beatles faced backlash from their record label. EMI feared legal trouble after seeing the famous faces it included. Still, Paul and the others weren't worried the least bit, considering...
It wasn't us making it. It was this other strange group who had these cult heroes of theirs that were all to appear on the front cover, and that's why there's all that strange collection of people. They were the heroes of this group.
Sir Joseph Lockwood, then head of EMI, told the band, regardless what they were calling themselves, it was still a Beatles album. He insisted that a $125 million bond would have to be put up to protect EMI. New York attorney Nat Weiss, manager Brian Epstein's representative in the United States, recalls a conversation he had with a Beatles manager prior to the album's release.
Brian was semi-hysterical about it because he realized that people would take advantage of the situation, and the Beatles were always prime candidates for lawsuits. You know, people would do any, you know, if not for the money, certainly for the fame of suing the Beatles, for the association. So he really demanded that releases be gotten, and the others, you know, didn't feel it was that important to delay the thing. And it became a sore moment temporarily. And that's when Brian wrote, you know, was going back to England to deal with it. He said they could just as well put the album out in a brown paper bag. It's such a great album.
I was alone, I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could see another kind of mind there. Ooh, then I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you? Every single day of my life. You didn't run, you didn't lie, you knew I wanted just to hold you. And had you gone, you knew in time we'd meet again, for I had told you. Ooh, you were meant to be near me. Ooh, and I want you to hear me say we'll be together. What can I do? What can I be? When I'm with you, I wanna stay there. If I'm true, I'll never leave, and if I do, I know the way there. Ooh, and I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life?
Got to Get You Into My Life, from the Beatles' 1966 album, Revolver. I'm Jeff Davis, today celebrating Pepper Day, looking back at the band's 1967 masterpiece, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Even 50 years after the album's release, people still assume that one of John Lennon's signature songs was written about an experience on LSD. John always denied the allegation.
I was visualizing Alice in Wonderland again when I was writing it, and I was visualizing the bit where she goes down, it might be Looking Glass, I get them mixed up sometimes, where she's in a rowing boat. She's been to a shop and she's buying an egg, and it had been Humpty Dumpty, or later turns into Humpty Dumpty, but it's just the woman serving the shop turns into a sheep, and the next minute they're rowing in a rowing boat somewhere. And I was visualizing that, and the title did come from my son Julian, who when he was age 5 or 6, who came home with a painting.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. By a fountain where rocking horse people eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drip past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you. With plasticine pauses, with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile, the girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
From the 2017 reissue of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. That's John Lennon's Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. I'm Jeff Davis. Later on, we'll hear some studio outtakes from take one of that track. Coming up, producer Giles Martin will tell us how he's spending Pepper Day when our celebration of the album's 50th anniversary returns next.
Lovely Rita, Henry the Horse, Lucy in the Sky, and Billy Shears. They love to turn you.
Prepare for the worst by planning with one of the best. Farmers Insurance has over 89 years of experience, so you can get ready for all kinds of mishaps. We've seen almost everything, so we know how to cover almost anything. Put our experience to work at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-866-979-9147 or go to bestwaternow.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-866-979-9147, 1-866-979-9147, or go to bestwaternow.com. That's bestwaternow.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
With experts warning stocks are dangerously overvalued, thousands of Americans are protecting their savings with gold, an asset that will always have value. And Birch Gold Group can help you move your retirement into an IRA backed by gold. If your IRA or 401k is exposed to stocks, call Birch Gold now and get a free 16-page info kit on your options. Call 888-888-6994 for this free kit. 888-888-6994. That's 888-888-6994.
When things come out of left field, having a game plan matters. Farmers Insurance has over 89 years of experience helping people plan ahead. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. Visit farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
92.9 WBPM with another hour of the biggest hits from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
A lot of you are going to be shocked at what you're about to see and hear.
More music, shorter breaks from 92.9 WBPM.
A few tape recorders, a deep creative pool, and an orchestra. That's all it took to create a masterpiece. We're back with our 50th anniversary Sgt. Pepper special. Here's Jeff Davis.
Welcome back to today's celebration of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. We sat down with producer Giles Martin, whose 2017 remixes are featured on the brand new 50th anniversary reissue of the Beatles' signature release. Giles had this to say about his Pepper Day plans.
The one privilege I really have, well, I have lots of privileges, is the fact that I work on stuff that people really listen to. And what I mean by that, they just don't hear. You know, they really engage and they listen to. And, you know, we live in a world where so much time is spent just with background music on. So Pepper Day, hopefully I won't be doing a playback of Sgt. Pepper, but hopefully lots of people will be listening to Sgt. Pepper.
I'm Jeff Davis. One Pepper track fans listened to particularly close to was Paul's Fixing a Hole. Many believed it referred to heroin use. McCartney understood the confusion, but said it was actually influenced by his use of a much less serious substance, marijuana. Former Apple press officer Derek Taylor described it this way.
Fixing a hole is about dealing with life in a new way, psychedelic song vibes, taking the time for a number of things that weren't important yesterday.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering where it will go. I'm filling the cracks that ran through the door and kept my mind from wandering where it will. It really doesn't matter if I'm wrong, I'm right. Where I belong, I'm right. Where I belong. Sylvie was standing there, you disagree, but never win. I wonder why they don't get in my door. I'm painting the room in a colorful way, and when my mind is wandering, there I will. Yesterday, and I still go. I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in
In Barry Miles' McCartney biography, many years from now, Paul said the song was meant to encourage fans to open their mind to creativity. Just prior to the recording session for the song, Paul was visited by a man claiming to be Jesus Christ.
The evening we were going to have the session was booked, and I was getting ready to go out to the session, and a guy knocked on my door in London. And at that time, I was living on my own, kind of with my bachelor pad in London, you know, so everyone always came around. It was the place to hang out. You could always come to Paul's. It was like any time of the night, you could always crash there. Anyway, this guy comes to the door, and I said, yeah, I didn't recognize him. I said, who are you? He said, I'm Jesus. So I just kind of looked at him. I said, well, you better come in then. You know, what are you going to do? So I got the kettle on. I said, you want a cup of tea? I thought, well, you know, got to treat him right. You never know, you know, you just... So it was fine, and I was chatting away, and he seemed like a great bloke and that. So I said, do you want to come to a session? He said, yeah. I said, you'll have to be very quiet and just sit in a corner, though. I said, I don't want to upset everyone, you know. And I, Lord knows what they're going to think, you know. So I went around, I just sort of said, this guy, he says he's Jesus, you know. I don't know, but I'm not taking any chances. Is it okay if he sits in the corner? So he sat there for the session on Fixing the Hole. We just made the record, said goodnight. I've never seen him since.
I'm Jeff Davis. Today celebrating Pepper Day. Looking back at what many refer to as the greatest album of all time, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Producer George Martin always compared their extensive work in the studio to some of his earlier projects.
From my point of view, it was rather going back in like a full cycle. It was like making a Peter Sellers record again. Doing Sgt. Pepper, for me, it was going back in time. I was able to use sound effects, and I was building up a sound picture. That was just what it was, painting and sound, and it was great for me. I loved it.
Producer Giles Martin had an interesting perspective on why the Sgt. Pepper experience was so enjoyable for his father.
Well, that's because he had the time. You know, it was purely because he suddenly had the luxury of them. You know, he always wanted the luxury of them in the studios because it was their happiest place. And you hear it on the album. There was no frustrations over the variation. It was just, this is what we're doing. I think for him, he realized later on in life that it doesn't get any better than working with the Beatles. You know, retrospects are a very useful thing. But also that Sgt. Pepper was the ultimate in that collaboration.
A great example of that collaboration can be heard on John's Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite, the lush soundscape created by producer George Martin, added to the track's overall grandeur. John Lennon.
Everything is on this one poster for Pablo Fanke's Fanke's Fair, which is a genuine thing that must have happened in the 1800s. I bought it in a junk shop, and everything is from there except for the horse wasn't called Henry. Now, there was all stories about Henry the horse being heroin. I'd never seen heroin in that period. And that was mine from a poster which almost has the whole story in it about turning somersets in Victorian days, turning so many somersaults, and Mr. Kite, and all those names are all exactly on this Victorian poster.
For the benefit of Mr. Kite, there will be a show tonight on trampoline. The Hendersons will all be there, later Pablo Fanke is there, what a scene. Over men and horses, hoops and garters, lastly through a hogshead of real fire. In this way, Mr. K will challenge the world. Celebrated Mr. K performs his feat on Saturday at Bishop's Gate. The Hendersons will dance and sing as Mr. Kite flies through the ring. Don't be late. Mrs. K and H assure the public their production will be second to none. And of course, Henry the Horse dances in the war. When Mr. K performs his tricks without a sound, and Mr.
10 Somersets he'll undertake on solid ground. Think being some days in preparation, a splendid time is guaranteed for all.